Hello, and thank you for tuning in. Welcome to our raw, spicy, and juicy podcast, Outspoken! You will not be disappointed. It's like the spirit of my city's gone away. Cause the devil's in the street.
Thank you, Shivlet. How are you?
Not bad. My voice is kind of going.
What's happening?
Girl, I don't know. It's just all over the place. It's up and down. It's left, right. It's in, out. So I just have to try. It'll be a struggle, but we have to get there, innit?
It's just one of those things, man. I get sick when there's a weather change. So I think that's what it is. Like, your body is not ready.
It's not ready. You know how this weather is. The British weather is dumb.
Bruh, it's emotional.
You know how the other day it was proper nice and hot.
It's like
Drake. The next day it was...
Sometimes, bro.
You know, you've been hearing about the Drake curse.
Anthony Joshua. Lord God Almighty. I even forgot to make that a headline, you know.
Mate, just now I remembered.
Lord God Almighty. What do you think? Because there's so much conspiracy.
What about the whole thing?
Apparently it was rigged.
Nah.
Apparently he had a concussion. And he was cleared by, he was told by the doctor not to fight, but he still went and fought anyways.
Are you kidding?
Apparently, Eddie Hearn, the promoter, his dad was like...
Sorry, guys.
Eddie Hearn, the promoter, apparently he had a breakdown before the fight. Yeah.
Like, why?
Only God knows. Apparently he had a breakdown. The dad was like, don't fight. Eddie Hearn's like, look, we've got bare money on this. Like, you cannot drop out now.
Wow.
Like, it's too late. There's so many stories around it. And I think it's a bit dodgy that he got paid 20 million and the guy that won got paid 5 million. Okay, fair enough, yeah.
Oh, so the guy was unknown. He still got his money regardless.
He got 20 million.
Even though he lost?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I think that's really crap. I feel like if you win, you get the majority of the money.
That's what I thought.
I think it's ridiculous.
That is bad. But I think it's because of his status, you know.
Yeah.
Boxing,
it definitely is.
They work differently.
It's because he's got endorsements and he's done a lot of advertisements, so he's got a lot of money. I think that's the way that they set that up is just ridiculous.
Wild.
It's wild. 20 whole million.
That's why he didn't even get, that's why when he lost, I feel like he didn't. He was a bit calm. Imagine all those people. That's what people imagine. They put £8,000. I bet on you, £8,000 for you to win.
Fam?
And you come and lose my money.
Fam?
Bruv, he's got a lot to answer for, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Because you know what it is, yeah? I, even to an extent, probably believe that it could have been rigged, you know. I can't even lie to you. Because, yeah, think about it, right? From somebody that used to work in the bookies, yeah? Because obviously people are fat shaming the guy, innit?
Yeah.
Saying his physique, he's got a fupa. Do you know what I mean? And people automatically assume that Anthony Joshua is going to rip this guy apart.
Yeah, right?
So as a person, as a bettor, who are you going to put the bet on? Anthony, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
But the way betting works is that the odds against the loser, proposed loser, is higher. Because they're like, it's impossible
it's
that this guy.
Thing,
so imagine. If, let's just say for argument's sake, Anthony Joshua was involved in some sort of rig, they will get like, 10 businessmen.
Wow.
They'd all bet like 20 grand on the other guy to win.
Okay.
Then they pay some of they give Anthony Joshua a percentage.
Are you kidding?
I'm sorry, it makes no sense.
Did you watch it?
Nah, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Did watch it?
I rate you. You stayed up till 4.
No, I was work. I didn't know. Basically, at work, I could watch it at work.
Okay.
I could watch it. But then when I came home, I didn't even have time to watch it at work because they were working me like a donkey. So when I came home, I just watched it online. And you know what? I don't know. I feel like the guy was having him up. But I was thinking, what's going on? Like,
he's as fit as a fiddle. I don't believe it.
You don't believe
it? I don't believe it, bro.
It can happen, though. You think it was rigged for real?
I'm not dismissing it.
Wow.
I'm not dismissing that it could have been rigged.
I haven't heard of this theory yet. This is the first time that someone's coming and said, nah, boom, I think it's rigged.
Yeah.
So I'm like, whoa, really? I don't know.
Think about it. Analyze it. Analyze the fight.
It could be.
But then again, I also believe that concussion thing, because there was one point in the match where he said, I don't know why this is happening. He spoke to his trainer. And
he's is that
like,
what he said?
I don't know why I feel like this. Yeah.
Wow.
So when like somebody's saying that,
yeah, because you know what,
he's not correct.
Yeah, the guy did a couple of blows. Yeah, wow. And I think he got confused. Like, he got confused. And you saw his face. He was like, "Rah, is this happening?" You know when you're actually like, you got a little hair, you're thinking, Ra, you're licking me.
Yeah, it's true.
You're
thinking, Ra,
what happened? He got confused. And I think what happened is, well, the person that he was supposed to fight was the person he fought.
Yeah.
So it was another guy that came in.
And another thing, he probably didn't train hard enough because he was a substitute, the guy.
Exactly.
He probably thought, fat, whatever.
Yeah.
And thought, see, this is why you should have judged by a book by its cover.
Look at this now.
This is why.
Look at this now. So this guy, everyone was saying, big man could do nothing, has now boxed you down.
But do you know what surprised me, Shiv? Do you know what really, really surprised me? I didn't realise how much and how many haters Anthony Joshua had.
He has a lot.
Do you know
lot,
how many
you know.
People were happy?
Yeah.
They were like, fraud, you're a fake, you're this. I was like,
because you know what,
I didn't see this before.
I was hearing this before, because really? A lot of people were saying, like, everybody that he's been fighting, because he's been undisputed, like, from the beginning.
Right.
It's like, everyone you've been fighting has been, you've been doing well. People want to see you challenge somebody real, like, challenge like a proper person. So they're saying, everybody he's been fighting, they've not been, like, a proper challenger for him. It's been either too easy, you know you're going to beat them, there's not been anybody of stature.
So everyone's been like, this is fraudulent now,
like, what's going on? So everyone's like, we need to see you really get challenged, so we know that you're actually a champ. Do you know what I mean?
I get you.
So I kind of got it in that perspective. Yeah. But look at Mayweather. He hasn't not lost anything either as well. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
But I think people to see Anthony Joshua really fight somebody like of known.
Yeah, proper, nobody's
from the road that you know that you're gonna beat them. Do you get what I'm saying?
I agree.
That's why people were hating on him. They're like, we now.
But it's just I just found it strange that I didn't hear from them before.
I was hearing from them before. Really? You know? Yeah. A lot of people were like, nah, enough is enough. Like he's. My friend would be said to me the other day, he fights bums. Like, everyone he fights is a bum. Like, he needs to fight a proper contender. Because everyone, you've got all your advertisement endorsement. You don't want to ruin your face. That's why you don't want to do proper contenders. But regardless, some of these boxing things, my brother's doing boxing now.
Yeah.
And we're like, be careful because these gloves are heavy. When someone knocks your head, someone's looking your head. It's not even a joke thing, innit?
I'm not going to lie, I do boxing. And
yeah, you do.
I used to do even kickboxing as well.
Mm.
My jaw has never been the same.
Wow.
One girl punched me in the head, and now I still get clicks. Like,
it's you didn't never tell
been...
me to.
I've told you this. I still get like little clicks in my face.
Why?
Like randomly. I don't know what happened. But she hit my head on the side, and every time I move my jaw, there's like some sort of click, and I was like, "Rah."
Did you go to doctors?
I didn't.
Babe, go to doctors.
No, I thought it would heal, but it's been like how many years? When she kicks me in the face, I swear it's been a couple of years. You know, maybe like 10. Maybe about 10 years
Please
ago.
Please be careful.
And
your face is too beautiful.
Thank you.
For it to be just punched up anyhow.
Fam, so I know the deal. Like, this a concussion could come like that. Somebody could just swing you quickly and that's it. Done.
Are you kidding?
Done. Especially your temple. It's so dangerous.
Yeah.
So, boy, I'm not surprised he was confused. Yeah, he was discombobulated.
He was very discombobulated.
Okay. Oh, sorry. We went off track where? but let's get on to the actual headline. So, on the 24th of May, 2019, 4 days before my birthday,
yes.
Theresa May announced that on the 7th of June, she would be resigning as Prime Minister and she'd be vacating 10 Downing Street. And you know what? I'm happy. Ding dong, the wish is dead.
Wow.
I'm glad she's going. I'm glad.
Is it?
She is a pick me chick. Nobody asked her to run up her and fast her ass into that position. She's been running amok and, you know, I don't like her dancing.
Her dancing is a mess. Proper stiff boy.
I didn't trust her. When I saw it, I said, nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
The dancing.
If I had my reservations before... this just confirmed it. Yeah.
You know what? I kind of agree with you. I thought, but to me, at the end, I thought that like, this is becoming too stressful to watch.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We could see that you're just going downhill. And like you said, it wasn't the position for her in the first
just
place.
Just fast up herself.
You knew you wasn't about this Brexit life.
Right.
You knew you wasn't about doing all this. So please, why are you, you're prolonging the time. Prolonging.
Postponing.
It's like the longest exam. Someone gave you an exam to do, gave you an essay to do, a dissertation to do, and you're asking for extension. How dare
literally,
you?
Literally. How dare that you? That is what she's doing, that's bro. Mitigating circumstances.
That's again and again. How very dare you?
It's okay? So true.
So I agree. I think it's her time to step down. She tried, but it wasn't the job for her, man.
For real. Like, you know what? What pissed me off about her is that I felt like she was focused on the wrong things.
Yes.
First and foremost, she was too focused on immigration.
Mm.
Too focused.
Yes. That's her stance, baby.
I can't believe the Windrush happened. It's despicable that somebody can come, like, say, at the age of 4, stay here, build their life, have their kids, and you're telling them, oh, we've lost your documents, you're getting deported.
Wow.
How?
You see?
Where is the human rights?
It's crazy. That's
and these people came to build your country.
Yeah, they forget.
You probably attended school with them.
Mm.
It's a tragedy.
They forget. And it's like the audacity. Do you know what I mean? The audacity of it. And this is somebody that wants to run the country. You know? That was her previous role, to get everybody out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, now she's doing this. It's like, come on, man.
Do you know what I mean? And even her colleagues, like, I don't know if you've heard of MP Anna Sorbury. She even stated that May always had a problem with immigration. Like, she was just never... Yeah, she was always just like, yeah, like, I'm not really happy with, like, you know, the free movement of people.
Wow.
But then you want to go to Africa and make deals, but you don't want Africans to migrate.
Yeah, what's all
like,
this?
Where, do you get what I mean? Yeah. It's like, for me, yeah, it was like the mirror exchange when the, you know, the colonizers went over. Oh, look, we'll give you the mirrors and you get the gold.
Wow.
It was a terrible exchange.
Wow.
And I was so appalled when I was seeing all these African countries. They needed to open their eyes. Yeah. Even journalists were, like, really, like, renowned journalists were like, do not do this deal, Africa. Do not fall for this deal.
Seriously?
Honestly.
That's crazy.
Because she was on immigration. Yeah. And another thing she did was she cut disability.
Yeah,
what have disabled people done
to
you?
She cut so many stuff.
What
man.
Have disabled done people
Honestly,
done to you that you needed to do that?
Yeah, she cut a lot of funding. But that's conservatives for you. They cut.
Yeah,
they cut,
they're very money-oriented.
Yeah, they're very money-oriented. And they don't really care about the people.
Yeah, that they're
like,
affected.
I feel like Labour and probably Lib Dem, they're more about
the people.
But, like, conservatives, they're into... But to be fair, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I didn't mind David Cameron, you know. I thought like David Cameron was a bit more realer.
He made a bit of a mess and left. I'm not really...
But you know what I liked about him? He said from the
beginning... And did the fees go up when he came? That's another money-orientated strategy there.
But that was because of the other one. What's his name again?
Gordon Brown.
No, the other Lib Dem guy. He was the one that said that I will not reduce your fees, if I come in, And then in the end, he went up. What's his name again? I'll have to give this
Nigel Farage?
No, this was before. This was before.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about, you know.
What's his name? Not Nick Clegg? Nick Clegg.
Nick Clegg, yeah.
Nick Clegg was the one that was about the fees for the student tuition. That's what we're talking about, right?
Okay.
He was like, listen, if you guys vote for me to come in with this dual, leadership with the Conservatives, I will not raise the tuition fees. I will not do it.
Right.
All the students voted back Lib Dem, So Lib Dem and Conservatives were going together.
Right.
And then after seeing flopped them, and then now this is what the problem is. So it was kind of Lib Dem and also Conservatives, but it was more Nick Clegg.
But always more...
Nick Clegg had that deal, He was the one that was on the student tuition. That was his deal. But obviously,
it's
a madness. But I feel like with David Cameron, he fully said to Britain, he said, listen, guys, if you guys decide to leave the EU, he said it completely, if you guys decide to leave, I'm resigning. People didn't listen.
That's why I back him,
you know, because he fully said that, listen, I'm giving up my big boy job. If someone comes to you saying, listen, I'm going to give up my big boy job if you don't do this, you know it's
serious.
But
to be fair, he shouldn't have even proposed the whole thing.
That's what mum said all the time. Yeah,
he should, he's the one that got the ball rolling. He's the one that initiated it. Had he kept his mouth shut, we wouldn't be in this predicament right now.
I think people were asking for it as well. Like, the British public were like, we need to have this vote. We need to have this vote. So he was kind of like, you know, torn between the two. It's a bit mad, isn't it?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you are the Prime Minister. You did not need... If you knew you did not want Brexit to happen, just don't even propose it.
It's true.
I remember he did it, like, out of anger. Like, I don't know if you remember when he actually shouted and he was like, do you want to do... Like, let's have a Brexit. Like, you know, let's have a referendum. And, you know, and... It was just not needed.
I thought people didn't realise it would actually happen. Like, remember
I was shocked. I was shocked. I'm not gonna lie.
Exactly. Remember the Scottish one? The Scottish one, they were like, oh, we want to leave UK. Remember one?
Right.
And they had the vote to leave the UK because they kept on banging on. People were like, we want to leave, we want to leave. But then in the end, it didn't happen. So they were calm.
Right.
I think for us, we didn't actually believe that it was actually...
I forgot about outside of London.
Because
the vote was high. Because London was 70%.
Yeah.
But to remain. But the rest...
We have to think, it's mad.
But listen, Shiv, on the same day, your best friend, Danny Baker. Danny Baker.
She said the same day, my
the
best
same
friend.
Day, on the 24th of May, your best friend had his job back at the BBC.
Wow.
So if you guys don't remember who Danny Baker is, he is that one that tweeted that controversial pic about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's African child, about the chimpanzee. So he got sacked, effective immediately, and for some reason he's come back to BBC. It's been kind of swept under the rug.
Wow.
It was kind of sly. There wasn't no big news about it.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
So wait, what role is he doing the BBC?
His
is
same
doing
role.
Cleaner?
Yeah.
What role is this man
presenter
doing? Because I mean, I know what he might do, okay? I'm not sure.
BBC 4 radio presenter.
Wow, so he really got the job back.
He got his whole job back.
Are you sure?
And I bet you his salary went up. I bet you.
Wow.
Because to get him back, he wouldn't accept the same pay. He'd be an idiot not to.
But this is disgraceful, isn't it? Because how can you... What kind of hold does this man have that he can still come back and get the same position?
He's
you know,
been working there since the 70s or something like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah,
he's one of them old school ones, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the thing about BBC. Yeah. One of them old school ones. They don't know how to get rid of people.
Yeah.
Look at Jimmy Savile. Jimmy Savile, I'm not comparing the two, obviously.
Right.
Jimmy Savile, his antics were known in the BBC
for a long time.
But they kept on hiding under the carpet.
I agree.
Because of ratings. All they care about is ratings. All they care about is audience figures. That's what they care about, audience figures. So it's like, we're going to just keep you in because you bring in the audience. But what kind of
people's
humanity
lives.
Is this?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, you're insulting people. You're being deliberately rude.
Yeah.
Like, well, come on, man.
And this is the thing. If you can freely tweet something like that and think there was no racist intent behind it, imagine the kind of colleagues he has around him.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This kind of man is getting away with probably say like inappropriate things.
Inappropriate.
And he's not getting
and then no reprimands.
That's what I'm saying.
That's disgusting.
That's what I'm saying.
It?
I've met a lot of people in the industry that say anything and do anything, and no one says anything. Nobody pulls them up about it. It's ridiculous. And then when they die, all of a sudden, all of these things are coming out. But you've made him a sir.
Exactly.
Or a knight. What do they do when they knight you?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on. We're not gonna waste our time on that. That's white privilege at its finest. I'm sorry.
No.
On the 2nd of June. Our beloved and national treasure show, Love Island, has started.
Woo!
So what do you think?
I think, you know what? I've been a big fan from like the first series to now.
Yes.
So I've been an avid watcher.
Right.
I would say it's a bit same.
Okay.
Formula-wise.
I'm seeing a lot of clones.
You feel, clones.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been seeing the same clones for
the
last
three series.
Like, I can say this person looks like this person.
Yeah.
Sharif again,
agree.
But they're going to make another Marcel.
Do you get it?
I feel like they're going to be as clones. But at the same time, it's been a little bit juicy. There's a bit of juice going on. Like, I feel like the couples are, you know, steadily getting there.
Okay.
Obviously. So what do you think so far?
Me personally, yeah, like, I agree. The same thing. It's getting there. It's getting there. But I'm not happy about how people of colour are being treated. I'm sorry. I try so hard not to bring up race here.
No, of course. Why not?
But, like, I'm not happy at all.
Elaborate.
You're one day not getting picked.
Okay, but
Amber not getting picked.
Mm. Amber got picked, though.
She did by Sharif, but... Then there was a second time where Tommy come in and he said, oh, like, you know, it's 50-50, whatever. And then he ended up picking Lucy.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
What pisses me off is there was a guy that was talking to Yawande. He's like, yeah, Yawande's attractive. Da, da, da. Yeah. You know the this new was, guy that came was, with Tommy? I can't remember his name.
Yeah. This was like last night's episode.
And then he didn't pick her. Like, what are you doing exactly?
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know. I don't even know what to say because I was campaigning for, you know, people of colour to be on Love Island. But I'm not sure if it's a good idea.
Bruv, I remember I saw a tweet that... What did the guy say again? There was a tweet that some guy said. I think I saw it, but I didn't get to even comment. I was rushing through. And he was like, I don't want to see black people.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And you were like, why? Why not? Like, this is kind of telling.
Yeah,
I think I'm for him, bruv. I get it now. To be honest with you, at first I was like, diversity.
Right.
And now I'm just like, number one, when it comes to diversity with these kind of shows, like, they will put like one or two black people and they'll represent the whole of us as a nation.
Yeah.
And we can't take that because we're like, oh, you're going to be disgraced. Where's your headscarf? Too much pressure on the people
They were already going for her lace wig.
Us black people were already going for it. Like, we're already talking about her stuff. So it's like, This is gonna be a stressful thing. I now realize
that it's getting tiring because last time Samira didn't get picked, Marcel didn't get picked.
But the thing is, it's still early days. I think it's still let's give it a few more.
Why don't they put people in there that actually are open to dating other races? Like, why do you keep putting people in there that are specifically wanting to date white? And I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, but I just don't see it with Lucy. I know you said you see it.
I see it. The thing is, she looks basic. I didn't see it until people were telling me. Today, I had to ask
Hands down, I don't know. Let me tell you my top three girls in terms of looks. Yeah, Amber, even though people are saying she's sassy and she's a diva,
Amber's hot.
She's hot.
She's very pretty.
And then it's Anna.
That's what I said. Even people I worked today, I was like, oh, Anna is, I think Anna's mine.
Anna's
nice. And they were like, nah, surgery phase. Wow. I think because Lucy is looking a bit more natural. Because I thought she looked plain Jane to me. Looks strong. I was like, I think Anna's nice. Then I was like, are you mad? Anna's surgery face. Look at her lips. Her lips are just surgery. Like, ugh.
Wow.
That's what they were saying to me. But I was like, with this Lucy, because I didn't know what this Lucy
obsession was. Okay, what about Yawande? Yawande ain't done nothing. Why is she not pretty?
Yawande's strong.
No, but why are racist people come out of the woodwork saying she looks like that guy out of Ice, what's that Ice Age?
Because these are people, these are dummies, bro.
And saying she looks like a donkey and a horse.
This is dummies. Because this is dummies. Like, this is what dummies do. Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay.
And it's disgusting. But obviously, at the same time, everybody has a preference. And I'm not saying that's right. I'm not going to back people that say that she looks like this because she does not.
Because she's
strong. I think she's so beautiful.
Yeah.
But at the same time, people don't have to like you. That's fair enough. Do you know what I mean? White man doesn't have to like black girl. Doesn't have to like black girl. Black girl doesn't have to like white man.
True, that's one thing.
That's one thing as black people have to understand as well.
Like, no, I understand reference.
White man doesn't have to chase after me at all. I don't have to debate with you. Why don't you like women of colour?
Okay.
I don't give a damn.
No, that's not even what I'm saying. I'm saying, why don't you cast people that are open to dating people of colour?
I think,
people that are like, my preference is a brunette or a blonde.
Yeah.
You know, we're not in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you get it?
It's crazy. I feel like it's a weird one because, like, at the same time, you could cast somebody that says, I'm into that. But then they get in the house and they're like,
but you know there are white chocolate brothers that specifically go for black girls.
Yeah, 100%.
So why can they not put somebody like that in the house?
I don't know.
And they're hot as well. Look at all these YouTube couples, these interracial YouTube couples. You're telling me you can't find one white chocolate brother
that would be like,
do you get?
Yeah, it's true.
So you don't leave us in the lurch.
It's true.
So that's all I'm saying. But I get it now.
The thing is, the other guy. Was like, the thing is, when he came and approached her, I can't remember his name, the dancer guy came and approached her one yesterday. Some people even said that was a setup.
What, your one day? Wow.
Some black people will say that. I'm not surprised. The producer told them to say that.
I'm not surprised. Because come how on, can you man. Go from she's, you know, she's attractive, I like her, to
no, but you know,
I'm going to pick a totally different girl.
But you know why?
Amy of all people.
I understand,
Amy?
Because if it wasn't a setup, I get it. Because yeah. if you look at it, he was talking to Amy for like 80% of the day. Okay. The last 20% he spoke to you one day, I was like, oh you know okay, what? Yeah. She actually is mad. I bet she's really stunning.
But Amy, though. She's never had a boyfriend.
Amy, to me, doesn't look like her age. Like, even people... Yeah! Even
younger or older?
Older!
Okay, I need to... I looked at her.
Look at her face. Up. Even really? On the radio this morning, I listened to the radio. I listened to the LBC. And one of the presenters were like, that Amy girl does not look like... She's doing her air hosting. It's showing on her face. Wow. The guy was like, her age is showing now. And she's only 26.
And I'm not being funny. I can see why she's single.
You reckon why?
She talked too damn much.
She's a yapper, innit?
She's a yapper. And she's very like, you know what I don't like about her? When she's talking, she tries to mold herself to the person. So say, for instance, the guy was like, yeah, I listen to 20s music. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm the same. I don't listen to Cardi B. You're chatting shit you don't know who Cardi B is.
Yeah, why did she say that?
You're chatting a lot of crap.
Well, yeah, there was no need for that.
Do you know what I mean? You know who Cardi B is. Like, don't try it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't try. You know, like, I don't like, what was she? Them people pleasers.
Chameleons. Like the chameleon people there.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Like, and
just
change what
they
win.
Just change colour. Yes. That's what she's been doing even from the very beginning when she was with the other guy.
Mm.
What was his name?
Anton.
Yeah, Anton.
Yeah.
She was doing moldy. Most. Do you know what I mean?
That Anton guy was moving too quick though.
Oh.
Day one, you're doing these maneuvers already. Let's let him breathe. I know you have to move quick in this game, but day one.
No, but you got to understand, they are in there for 24 hours. So, for instance, if you're talking to a guy, what, you talk to him what? On average, maybe 1-2 hours a day.
True.
You compact that. Yeah. So for what you've seen as a 2 hour getting to know each other, they've done it in the whole 24 day. And there's nothing else to do. There's no TV in that house.
There's no TV.
I don't think they have like phones, like social media and that.
Could you ever go into it?
Lord have mercy.
Like out of all the reality TV shows, would this be one of the ones you could go into?
No, I wouldn't go. It's impossible. I think you'd go.
I couldn't, you know.
That's why?
Number one, I can't be doing
you are the perfect, because you got the bikini body, you got the pretty black girl face.
Please.
You are like the perfect that clone to be in there.
In that heat. And
I even said on my way coming, my friend was like, oh, what does your friend look like? I said, she looks like a lighter, one day.
Really?
Honestly.
Why are you comparing me to everybody?
Someone looks like your one day a little bit, you know. God.
This girl has compared me to so many people.
Eyes.
Is if not, what's her name? The Kardashian girl's friend.
Which Kardashian girl's friend?
What's her name? McKay. What's her name again? Those two twins.
Oh, yeah, you do. Oh, my God.
Is it
not Masika.
Something.
Yeah, something like that.
Some other black girl. Any black girl you see on this TV?
No, it's not true. I actually look at the looks.
Oh, my God.
Listen, we needed somebody else here to confirm,
I don't like your one day, guys, but thanks anyway. She is pretty.
Nice smile, really nice teeth. It's a second. Listen, I'm going to put you... Don't worry, I'm going to do a little editing today and she sent you the pic. So, enough about that. We have finished headlines.
Yeah,
okay.
That was juicy.
So, today, our episode is about influencers. So, if you're not quite clear on what an influencer is, it's an influencer, is an individual who has power to affect purchase decisions of others because of his or her authority, knowledge, position, or relationship with his or her audience. So, it's an individual.
Where did you get that definition from? Is that
Google?
Oh, is it? You actually got to test you anything. Actually, a defined thing like this.
Yeah. It's a thing. It's an individual who has a massive following in a particular niche which they actively engage with. The size of the following depends on the size of the niche.
Okay.
So I didn't even know this, but there are four types of influencers. Yeah. So you have your celebrities.
Yeah.
So you have your Kim Kardashians and Kylie, because they're very heavily involved in like the fashion and beauty industry.
Okay. Yeah.
Apparently David Beckham is one.
Yeah.
Zayn Malik, like all these man them. Mm. Then you have like industry experts and thought leaders. So they're more like journalists.
Yeah.
Academics.
Yeah. Okay.
The boring ones. Oh, no, wow. Sorry. I don't want to say boring, but yeah. No, I'd say David Lammy was an influencer.
David Lammy?
Yeah, because he's always on social media and he's got a huge following.
Is it?
Maybe Piers Morgan.
Wow, yeah, really stretching it like this.
I don't know. What do you... I don't know. No, it is. it is people that are like industry, academics, true. Professionals.
You know what you're actually, I get what so you're saying. So
technically, because they are quite popular and
yeah,
they
I get what you're saying actually. A, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so
yeah.
maybe.
I get what you're saying.
But then you've got the bloggers and you've got the content creators. So you've got like names like Zoella.
Yeah.
KSI. Mm. That like deals with like console games.
Okay.
You've got Basma K, who's from our Somali girls. Mm. Then you've got the black girls. You've got Nella Rose. Oh, sorry, Somali is black. Let me not even, let me say that back. I don't know why I said that. But yeah, then you got like Nella Rose, Patricia Bright. Then you got Grace Ajiho. Mm. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, yeah.
But if you want controversy and scandal, you've also got the Patrons, or is it a Patron? Because I don't really watch them.
Are they still going about? Like,
I don't even know.
No, but they still, they got like,
I heard that they're not talking.
Every time I go to their thing, one person's not talking to another person. Another person, yeah, it's, I don't know what their dynamic is. But
then you've got Renee, and then you've got Ivorian Doll.
Wow,
Siobhan just bent her head a little bit, like a concerned teacher.
Or the Renee.
Why you don't think they're influencers? They technically are.
That's the thing. I think you're right. Like, right. The word influencer now has become, for me, is really broad. Like you said, right. I really like the fact that you broke it down like that.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, like, an influencer would be more of a celebrity status
right,
to me.
Right, right.
But
right.
now we've got, even got celebrities, which is YouTube celebrities and stuff like this.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's changing. And I feel right. like, as well, back in the day, when we used to, like, when we were growing up, we would, like, look up to, like, even actors and actresses. Yes, those were our celebrities.
Those were
our people with craft and everything.
Yeah.
But these days, slowly but surely, and because of the Kim Kardashian culture as
well. Right, right,
It's becoming a case of, you don't have to have any kind of
celebrity
status.
Oh, you are so
To be an influencer. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was a case of these actors and actresses. Look how people used to run for Angelina Jolie and all those kind of people there. Everyone used to run. Look, everyone, they're still up there.
Right.
People used to run for them. But I was looking at a survey the other day and I was asking younger people, the generation after us, like, who do you guys aspire to? Like, and before, it would have been celebrities, footballers, it would have been stuff like that. Now it's not like that. It's now shifted. It's YouTubers and stuff like that. So it's like, wow, the generation has really changed. I would say influencers, and these influencers are getting money from brands
of course.
Stuff like that. It's really wild to me. It's really wild to me that how dynamics have changed in this way. But it depends. For me, what do you define as an influencer? Who would you say is your influencer at the moment?
Who is my influencer? You know. That's interesting.
Apart from mum, who would you say?
Oh, that is so adorbs.
Why?
That is so adorbs because you're absolutely 100% correct. That is my influencer.
I know you.
That is 100%. I look up to that woman. 100%. 100%. So yeah, you're right. It is my mum.
Yeah.
But in terms of like, if I was to say, you know what, this person, like, I rate them so much. This is a tough one. Because I feel like I take pieces from people.
People, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I think, in terms of my, like, kiddie side and my dance side, I'd say Nella Rose.
Is it? Okay, okay.
And then for my older side, I'd say Toni Tone. I don't know if you've heard of her.
I don't know if I know Toni Tone.
She's, like, they call her Threadisha.
Fredisha.
Because she's always doing threads about...
Oh, is it?
You must have seen her, but yeah.
I might have seen
she's
her.
She's very pretty.
Is it?
She's very wise. Yeah. And I think in terms of like when you're entering like adulthood, I think I think I take them too, and that makes me...
So is she...
She's Nigerian.
Is she fair skin?
I think she's mixed race. Yeah.
And she's got some like her hair in plaits, in the braids.
No, I've not seen braids. She usually has her hair slicked back.
Very fair skin.
Yeah. I won't even say slim.
Bruh.
Normal. Boobs. Yeah, she's got boobs. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I know. She always has loads of threads.
Call her Threadisha. Yeah. See, for you to get that name,
yeah.
It means you're chatting a lot.
Yeah, I think I know.
I'd even throw Serena Williams in the batch.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, she influences me to love that kind of physique, that type of body.
Yeah,
I aspire to look like her. Do you know what I mean? And she's dark skinned.
Yeah.
I just feel like I see her in me, and even Gabrielle Union.
Nice.
Them
kind
of people there. Those are the ones that influence me.
For me, I like people that. It's a weird one, because before I'll be more a case of people that actually have talent, people that actually have like stature.
Beyonce
has been a very big influence on mine, like 100%.
But she hardly says much.
It's not even just the fact that she says, but it's the fact that her work ethic, I think is phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just, I can't even compare to anybody else at the moment. And I feel like she's up there, like, to me at the moment, she's one of the biggest artists in the world.
I agree.
So I would say, and her music as well, obviously, I think talent for that.
Yeah.
I would say, it's a weird one. Like, if I was to say, those are the people that I think, okay, cool. I also think Serena Williams as well. She's a good one. I would say that's a good one.
Yeah.
Sometimes even Victoria Beckham is a good influencer. I would say I like people with good work ethic.
Right, I feel like Victoria Beckham
she had to
strive. They keep on going, they keep their mouth shut, and they keep striving
to get where she was in the fashion industry.
Right, not waiting there
for a long time until now.
Of course,
she's now making her money. Do you get? But people that are a bit not as elite, should I say, but still incredible in their own thing. I love Patricia Bright, I'm not gonna lie.
I
think her videos, some of the videos are just like, okay, boom, I can watch her content and I can actually watch it from beginning to end and actually be cool with that.
Right.
Who else? There's so many. The thing is, there's so many at the moment, and it's becoming a bit drowning if you don't have much going on. So for me, that's another issue. Like, you're doing it, but what are you doing this for? What are your talents? What are you giving me as your influence?
But I'm getting here that the main premise of an influencer is to kind of impact people into buying products or buying a service.
Okay.
So that's what an influencer is. You don't have to necessarily be talented, but because you have a decent following.
That's all it is.
That's what I'm saying. There's even micro influencers.
Yeah.
As well, which is the fourth one. You could be one if you've got a following.
Thank you. You could be two of a thousand. Is it?
We're micro influencers. Exactly.
I tried, you know. You know what? This influencer game,
When
I was I was in Miami.
Right.
So me and my friend were putting out photos. Yeah. In Miami, because I don't really post on Instagram.
I
tidy my Instagram up. If I'm going to try and do this thing properly, let me tidy it up. Let me do whatever.
Yeah.
I was posting. I was hashtagging.
Yeah.
I had brands contacting me. Do you want to advertise this? Yes. Come and advertise this for us. Do you want to do this?
No way.
Small brands. So it's not even a hard thing to do if you just get the right hashtag.
You have to be on
the right
job.
Picture,
yeah.
On job. These people, they're doing it. They're on job. They're doing it 24/7. That's on job.
That's the thing. And that's what leads me to this episode. So I was inspired to do this episode over an Instagram post I sent you. I don't know if you remember.
Yes.
But I sent you an Instagram post a while ago, and it's about an influencer called Leah May.
Yeah.
I looked on her page, and like you said, no talent.
Wow.
I thought I was even going to see her speak. There's nothing.
So what is it? Just picture?
Just picture. She's just pretty.
Okay.
That's all it is. No outfits, nothing.
That's the game we're in now, boy.
As in... So anyways, I don't know whether it's Leah May or Liar May, because she's about to be called a liar. So anyways... I saw this post and I was very concerned. So basically, she had a post. It was on UK Gossip TV.
Wow.
And she said, "Who asked you to buy AirPods for £15 from a fraudster named, quote, Legit Click 2019, unquote, yeah? Mm. Then come back to me, running back to me for promoting them. Did I grab you by the neck and force you to send the money to someone else for cheap AirPods? No, I simply got paid to promote an account in which I always do.
Wow.
Don't blame me for your stupidity. You're 20 plus years old, buying a MacBook for £100. Use your fucking brain. 20 plus, buying a Pretty Little Things order that's worth £700 for £70. LOL, use your head, please. At your big age, you're falling for such scams. Grow up. Everything you do is at your own risk. Don't try and blame your stupidity on influencers."
Wow.
So basically, the gist of the story is, a company reached out to her.
Mm.
They said, "Yo, promote this for us. We're doing AirPods for £15.
Yeah.
We're doing PLT merchandise for £70, but it's worth £700.
It's a pretty little thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're doing MacBooks for £100. You know how much a MacBook is.
Yeah.
Mine was almost £2,000.
Wait.
But they're selling it for £100. So wow. She promoted it on her page. Now, some people unfortunately purchased. And they had a rude awakening. And they clocked that this ain't coming. And there's no way to trace.
Also, the thing didn't come to them. The thing didn't get delivered.
Nothing got delivered. Their money, they got scammed.
Wow.
So people obviously went to her to complain because they're like, bro, we've seen this on your page. You're promoting them. So, like, Wagwan, why are you promoting fraudsters? And she's like, fam, you're dumb. Use your head.
Nah, come on.
So my question is to you, Siobhan, yeah? As an influencer, do you think it is their moral duty to make sure that the people that they're representing or promoting are legit? Or do you think that, you know, they're just chasing their bag, they got bills to pay? Like, what's your stance?
Mate, I think this girl came across very rude, number one. Rude! Rude hen! Rude hens! Nah, man, I can't, like... Because the thing is, yeah, I personally think that her stance was wrong.
Okay.
It's a case of... You are putting yourself on the brand. You're promoting it. You're helping, doing it, whatsoever.
Okay.
It's not legitimate. And you're still coming with your big self saying that I'm promoting this brand. Of course, if I watch you and I follow you and I'm actually believing in your content, I will purchase from you. And if you're telling me now that I'm dumb because it was a kind of fraudulent thing, you're also a fraudulent person. Just like with Zoella, which had her whole thing. Zoella has been getting called out from under the sun.
Wow, really?
With so many things. If you look on her YouTube, there's going to be so much other videos. Some people might be hating, but people are always talking about her merchandise.
Right.
Her merchandise with boots, her merchandise with this, whatever.
Oh, yeah, it's extortionate.
Everyone's like, the price that you're paying for what you're getting is rubbish.
Yeah.
This is not working.
Oh,
that is not working.
Oh, wow.
She's had to come out all the time, apologize, and be like, okay, guys, I'm sorry about this. Wow. I didn't know about how this will come together.
Right.
So she has a responsibility to, because she has her name on her brand, it's her responsibility to say, listen, we messed up here. Mm-hmm. I apologize. I'm taking your money. I apologize for that. We'll try and see if we can get those coins back to you.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I don't care what I did to you. Are you insane? Are you actually insane? And the thing is, it's not just old people that's bad. It's your younger audience as well. Like people who are 15 years old, people who are 14, asking their parents, please, mom, can you buy me this? Because I need to whatsoever. Because I want to be a part of the thing. This is the cheapest one. Your parents don't even know. They're like, okay, boom, this is the cheap one. Let me get it for you then. Because you're telling me this. For it not to be working, for it to not be coming up, whatever. This is rubbish. You can't be telling me that I'm the fool for following you. You're supposed to be a legitimate person. That's really
but
bad.
The way it works is that it's a transactional thing. You don't actually get the opportunity to go and investigate them. So, like you said, you went to Miami, you done a couple of photos, somebody messaged you and approached you and said, oh, I need you to advertise my thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If they've, all you need to do as an influencer is send them the bank account.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't actually need to go online, check if they're legit. You are getting paid.
No, but why wouldn't you as an influencer say, let
me check? Have to, honestly.
I would check.
Be honest, Siobhan.
That
would you check? If they're like, you know what, 100%. We're ready to pay you £500 to wear this item right now. Really?
Of course I'm going to check. What am I wearing? What is on my body that I'm wearing? What am I promoting? Like, if I'm going to be serious about this, I have to... Of course I'm going to check. The people that that approach me...
Are you so nice to say this, girl?
100%. 100%. The people that approach me, I check their thing. I check their account. I check who's wearing it. I check the people they approached before. I check before I jumped and said, let me do this. Because at the same time, yes, I want to do promotion. Mm-hmm. But who am I promoting? What am I promoting? What am I putting out there? At the end of the day, when you put these things out there, they don't come back, you know. Once that picture is out, it's out. Once those things are out, it's hard to retrieve it back and try to, you know, relapse the thing because it's already out. So I'll check. I'm not gonna let these people from where China and Thailand tell me this is £500 worth AirPods and it worth 50p and I'll let people buy it for this much.
That's but can you bad. Imagine how many companies are approaching this girl?
Yeah.
She doesn't have the time to sit there and
she has time.
Listen, she has to post pictures.
She has
time.
How big is this girl?
Listen, last year I decided I wanted to do social media management. Mm. And when I mean, people think, oh, you're just sitting there posting pictures.
Yeah.
It's a lie.
It's not. It's a big
thing.
It is
hard work.
It's hard work.
I know people, I used to underestimate them. I used to think, you're just posting pictures.
No, I agree.
Caption here and there. You have to research and you have to do it in analytics.
Yeah.
You have to check the marketing.
What was you posting?
I was posting for a kind of diversity, pro-diversity group.
Okay.
So I had to post things that were like, say for instance, diverse entrepreneurs, diverse film actors, okay. Diverse, and it was primarily based in the UK. So you're constantly...
But your one comes with more research. Her one, I believe, was more self-promotion, as in my pictures, my editing, my lighting, all on my kind
but it's
of
still
terms.
A craft.
It's still a craft, don't get me wrong.
It's still something.
But you have
I
to
take
the time.
Easy. Do you know how many... I've heard of people saying that they take 60 pictures before they get the right one.
100%.
Do you know how many times you have to sit there for an hour... And 100%. Make sure you've got the correct... Like, people think it's not easy. It's not easy.
But if you're going to do this
that's
game,
what I'm saying.
You have to have the time management towards it. And if you can't, you have to employ
She cannot investigate every single company
of
that approaches
her. Of course you can. Of course you can. If you're getting about... Even if you're getting 50 emails a day, if you can't manage it, someone has to be able to manage it
but
for
what
you.
But what if that's her bag? Because if she now gets somebody to manage it for her, that's money coming out of her pocket.
Then
they don't get paid that much, you know.
Yeah, but then that's it. If you're going to be serious about this, because if you're thinking about it, if I'm going to say anybody, promote anything and everything just because, then things like this will happen.
Right.
So you want your name to be
but this
now
is the
a
thing.
Problem.
Things like this have been happening, Siobhan.
Yeah.
How many times do we see, like, T-tummy, flat tummy, lolly suppressant, it suppresses your appetite,
yeah.
Waist trainers, pills that can speed up your metabolism or suppress your appetite. How many times have we seen these things happening?
Yeah.
None of these things work. You have to, in order to lose weight, you have to diet.
Yeah.
You have to exercise.
100%.
But people are always trying to promote these shortcuts. Why are nobody calling their frauds as
people
well?
People are calling them out.
Really?
People,
I've never seen Kim Kardashian being called
I've
out on flat
Kim,
tummy tea.
I've seen
she's
Kim
still
Kardashian
promoting it.
I've seen them being called out for certain things.
Can
I'm
you imagine
lie.
Sally Ann, 300 pounds, sitting in her house, yeah, ordering flat tummy tea and she ain't lost no weight?
People get called out. That's the thing. People do get called out. And that's why you have to be careful of what brands you're jumping into. And if you're actually going to be serious about it,
come
you're
on,
gonna really
flat
blow.
Tummy tea is still happening.
Yes, it's still happening. But some people have, this thing is, yeah, some people advocate for it and say, like, nah, it's actually helped me. And some people say, it hasn't.
Do you really believe that helps?
It depends. I don't know the statistics in it. I'm not saying that it fully helps. Some people have actually been like, no, I've been using this because I had this another tea that some
is
people
the power
had.
Of an influencer.
I know, but there's other teas that somebody's had and they've said to me, boom, I've used this tea and it's helped me. There's one tea that I had before and these girls at work were using it and I'm like, boom, we've been using it. I've been going to the toilet, I've been pooing. It does work. It actually has an effect.
Wow.
So it depends. Not all of them work, obviously, but some of them might. Do but I think for me as a personally if I'm actually going to be serious about influence life I have to know what brand I'm putting my name to because I myself I'm a brand. This girl is ruined her career. She doesn't know what to do. She's ruining her career. People saying she's not even big enough to be coming with this kind of
nonsense.
Yeah,
I'd call her a micro influencer.
She's not big enough to be coming with this kind of vim. She's ruining her career. Like, this kind of thing is going to have a detriment afterwards too. Because you have to think to yourself, okay, I'm promoting this, but what am I really promoting? Not everything is a yes, you know. Some things you can say, nah, I'm not doing that one. I can do this. Do you get what I'm saying? Not everything you have to agree to do. Why is she agreed to do something that she knows is fraudulent?
Sometimes you don't know stuff is fraudulent. Like, for instance, I don't know, do you remember the Fire Festival?
Yes.
Bella Hadid.
Yes. Okay.
She promoted it.
I didn't watch the documentary, but I heard about this Fire Festival. Yeah?
You know what happened, didn't it?
Yeah, the Ja Rule one.
Oh, yeah.
That one we're talking about?
Yeah. You know about the guy that ran it? He's terrible with money. He tried to scam them, say, these are the accommodation. They got there was tents. They got there was nothing, no celebrities, nothing.
Yeah.
Bella Hadid advertised for them. Do you know what I mean? So, would you say she was in the wrong for not researching this guy?
All she has to do, in my opinion, is, if these things start to backfire, and if they start to come to you to backfire, just be like, oh, sorry, I didn't know. Ja Rule himself was like, sorry, I wasn't aware of what's going on. Why? What's the point? What are you supposed to do? Just sit there and be
if
like,
if they had done a background check on him, they would have said, they would have seen that he's been in some mess before.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. But then at the same
why
time...
Why do they get away with it? But
they haven't got away with it, really, because they've got the whole documentary calling them all out. What got away with, what could they go away with?
They're and Kendall Jenner? Out. They're still thriving. Yeah, Kendall Jenner promoted it as well. Mm. Not doing no research on the guy.
I see.
No one checked out on the guy. No one did a background check.
I think research is key. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, with stuff like that, you just don't know. Somebody could, it could work, it could not work. Mm. But things that you know that is going to be, it looks a bit dodgy. I think research is key. But if people come back to you and say, oh, this has happened to my product. Mm. Your name is on the product and you're coming to do Vim. I don't understand how you can be coming shouting.
I think, I agree. She was wrong with that sense.
You should be apologized. A quick she should be insulted. Sorry, guys. It was a mistake.
I feel, but
done.
But then again,
I'm at the table.
People We're do. You need to use their brain. You know how much a Mac
people
is.
People use their brain. But I said that I think it's not even just the older guys. It's the younger guys as well.
Yeah.
Like younger people, they get in. This is the thing. These influencers, they don't realize the impact they have on the younger audiences. Us with our old age, not old age, but we're in our 20s now. Mm. We're in our mid late 20s. Mm. We know about certain things, but people that are probably in their early 20s, in their teens, they're not probably aware of certain things just yet. So they're seeing that, they're thinking, oh, this is a deal. Oh my God, wow, I can do this. I can start on people and I'm not spending the whole bank to get it. Do you know what I mean? These are the people that they're influencing. These are the most people. This is their big, I think, category. And they forget about those people that are they're young, they're naive, they're
but that's what I'm saying to you. Is it their duty? Because at the end of the day, you as a parent and you as a person should kind of use your mind to be like, I'm not going to let this person have an impact on my life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I see Renee all the time. It doesn't make me want to run out and do BBL surgery.
No, because you are in yourself now. But for a young girl who's
that's what I'm saying. But
18,
it's not on her.
It's not
to make.
It's
do you
not
get what
on
I mean?
Her. But then at the same time, she's also promoting it. Like even the other girl I mentioned to you the other time we were on air.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name now again?
Shatanya Beckford.
Yeah, the girl that I told you about, right?
The lesbian.
No.
Oh, sorry. Who's
with the
that?
The curvy one that went to go to get surgery, the Jamaican girl.
Yeah, Shatanya Beckford.
Oh, no, not her. It's another one. She's not. No, I know who you're talking about, but not her.
Okay.
It's the other one. We spoke about it before, but
okay. She
went to go get BBL done in Turkey, and she's promoting it. And you know, it's okay. Fair enough. As an influencer, people, some people who are okay with themselves, whatever, they're fine. But some people, they do get even at our age, they get influenced by these girls. They think, okay, this is easy, this is quick. Mm-hmm. Let me go and do it. Like this is a quick thing. Like do you know what I mean? When you see these kind of things, you do get a bit like submerged into it. Yeah.
Right.
And without even knowledge, even with me, I went to go get my teeth done. I saw YouTube videos of people getting their teeth done first.
Yeah.
That's what influenced me to go. There was one YouTuber that I saw and I was like, that's
I'm
it.
I'm doing it.
Because she's done it. I went to the same place.
I think it was
she
the Patron. I think you showed me.
No, it wasn't even that one. It was another one after that I saw. I showed you the Patron girl.
Yeah.
But it was another one after. Because even the Patron girl was a bit like...
Okay.
I wasn't sure about how it looked.
Right.
There's another girl after. I can't remember her name now. But she did a whole video on it. Mm-hmm. Her name was Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
And her YouTube is called Brooke on a Break. Mm-hmm. I saw that. I said, that's it. I'm going. Everything from the beginning to end. I went there, got the same surgeon, same everything. I was like, I did this almost the same kind of thing that she did.
Mm-hmm.
And because I saw her video, she's what influenced
me. Can I say something? Do you know what's scary is that somebody could have gone out and had a really like tragic experience.
Yeah.
So
from
that's what
that,
I'm saying.
Exactly.
So why do we put influencers on this higher esteem whereby we look to them to do certain things?
That's
do you
the
know
thing.
What I mean?
But are we looking to them or are they bring it to us? We're not asking them, you know. At the same time, we're never going to say to them, you need to tell us what you're doing. No, they can do whatever they want to do. They're their own person. But when they're putting these stuff out, because sometimes people are putting this stuff out and they're actually getting paid to do it. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
They're actually getting paid to actually do it. So it's a case of they're putting their work out for us to be able to endorse and buy into it. If you're putting your name on something, please just make sure that you know what you're doing at the same time. I'm not saying that we have to put them on a high pedestal, but I just think whatever you put your name to a brand or whatever... Even if you're Kim Kardashian or if you're Zoe or Zoella or whatever, if you put your name to anything, just know your product, know what you're doing because people will buy it. And if it goes wrong, it is on your head. Sorry, that's the life we live. That is the life we live.
Some people, I've been scammed. I get scammed all the time, and I'm tired of it. Like, remember when I was going through my whole thing with edges and everything? Somebody, so I think it was Rashida. She promoted Edge Entity. Where are my edges, please? They didn't come through.
So what did she promote? She
and went... I paid £70 for that tub of cream. Yes.
Wow.
So these people, they're thieves.
Wow.
They're thieves because you know this shit don't work. Okay, so, I've spent so much on these products. Wow. So much. Waist trainer, tummy. I didn't get that one, but I got like the one where it speeds up your metabolism. Okay. And that is, you know what? I take onus for that. I take, you know, responsibility for that because I should have researched. And when it comes to weight loss, there is no shortcut. I think the thing is on me. So I agree with her to an extent.
Mm.
Because although they are promoting stuff, you should use your head and be like, nah, let me check this company. Let me see their reviews.
Yeah.
Let's see what's going on. But before, I was buying.
But then the Rashida girl, so the one that you bought the hair thing from. Yeah. So how did you feel when you knew that? Well, did you feel like she was... in kind of also in the scam or what?
Yeah, I feel like you said, you guys are people need to research, but this is what I'm saying to you. They never get time to research. Because in order for Edge Entity to work, it has to be over the course of 2-3 months. What influencer has got time to be rubbing that on their scalp every day?
True, but then
they gotta get the bag quickly.
Yeah, but as I said, you got to do. You say it's research. It's not long to research things anymore, bro.
It was an up and starting company, innit?
Mm.
So when I was researching, all the people were saying, "Yeah, it's a good." My edges came back. They had pictures, everything. I did all the research in the world. They tried it. They tried to make it sound like it was this like this magical cream that could instantly grow your edges. I got it, and I swear to you, I think it was Nivea mixed with like toothpaste. I was religiously rubbing that on my forehead every single day, twice a day, and nothing happened.
Are you kidding?
Nothing happened. Wow. So for me, that's why I to an extent, yeah, I agree. I agree. The insulting was too much. She should have just said, guys, do your research in it. She didn't need to say, use your fucking head and da da da.
Yeah, it's really
all she needs to say is, guys, because I personally believe, yeah, that as an influencer, that's your job.
Mm.
You have to promote, whether it's good or bad.
You have to research. I don't think, we say research, let's say we have to go to library these days. Mm-hmm. It's quick 1-2-2 computer click and you find out what's going on. I don't understand why that would take time. If someone come up to me and give me 10 brands a day,
you don't know what position this girl is in. She probably don't have a job.
Don't make excuses for her. She doesn't have a job. That gives her a bit more time to do things properly.
Her job is posting pictures. Exactly. I keep explaining.
That's your job. That you need to know what you're doing because telling me that your job is posting pictures, yeah. Okay, you can do a few pictures in a day, like you said, you're editing or doing whatever,
right?
At the same time, I'm not gonna make an excuse say you don't have time to research quickly to see what the company is saying.
They're
to
being
me.
Flued out. So, and they're being wind and dined. They've got time to just research.
Of course, they have time. Research is not.
Bro, I can't wait till you become an influencer and you see if you have this same energy.
And the thing is, if I don't, I have to employ somebody, even if it's not even a case of I employ someone externally, friend, a family member. Please, can you just look at my emails for me and look through it and see what I'm doing. That's all.
But what
it
if
takes.
They do a bad job though? Because remember that
you're making false excuses for this girl. You know, I beg. This research thing is too much. A quick
no, but you as the consumer need to research as well.
100%.
Why should they do the research?
But if my name is on the product, my name is on Nivea.
But like you said, Zoella was selling products unknowingly, knowing that they were gonna spoil. So.
Yeah, and then what did she do after? She apologized and said, no, guys, I'm sorry. The manufacturer, blah, 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 blah. She came humble.
You win.
But you're coming like this.
You win.
Bro, like, the thing is, these influencers, I want to know what these people are influencing. For me, personally, I just saw, like I wish T.D. Jakes summed it up nicely.
Oh, yeah.
He's an influencer, 100%. Yeah. But he's always like people like you and me, for example, that have gone to drama schools, that have gone to schools to study our craft, we're out here looking for work. Whilst Tutu and Kuku are getting work, because they look cute. Tutu and Kuku are getting work over here, whilst people, artists, are looking for work.
Yeah,
what is this making?
It's mad.
And when I said, you know what? It's true. How is the people
though,
that
I think the worst one, I think the worst type of influencer is the ones that sleep, like, I'm sorry, and I know I'm going to get battered for this, KSI.
Who is
he
KSI?
He basically vlogs him playing PlayStation.
I know.
He's getting paid to sit there and play PlayStation. How are you getting paid to do this?
Because you know what? This one is another one.
That one is the one, and the richest YouTuber in the world is a little kid that reviews toys.
But then you know what? Yeah, I'm not gonna hustle. That hustle for me.
Yeah, that's calm. But the PlayStation one is the one.
But even that one, because I know that the gaming industry is a mad big industry that we don't even know about because we're not even into games like that. Because there's even one guy that I work with. One guy I work with, he does the same thing, and he gets views. Like he's got 50,000 subscribers. I get people coming to me, influencers, whatever. As another girl I work with, she just does hair and stuff, and she's got subscribers. So it depends what industry you're in, isn't it? And people start to like it. But that game one, I didn't know about it. But
really?
he told me about it because he was mad. Like, it's a
even
big industry.
He's got into some controversy with his brother.
Apparently,
he slept with his brother's girlfriend.
What?
And, oh, mate, there's a whole conversation about it. I'm not even into it, but because it was so controversial, I was like, what's going on? So these two have had beef, you know, sibling rivalry.
Yeah,
his brother's called Deji, and there's a whole leap of mess in that.
Wow.
But that's another question as well before we go. Do you feel like influencers have a moral duty to kind of like conduct themselves in a way whereby they're not kind of spewing out their personal business? Like, for instance, Renee, I saw your little head shake.
Well,
at
I
the
did
beginning.
This. The thing is, yeah,
what do you think about Renee? Because I like the girl.
I know, I feel like you like her.
I like the girl.
I don't mind her, but I just feel like, are you getting exhausted? I think you're getting exhausted.
How is she getting exhausted? People are coming for her and she's defending herself.
I know, but then why are you in... The thing is, I don't like pasta.
I'm not into pasta
every day. I think I'm just a bit more like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
She is in something all the time, though. It is like, getting tiring.
It's a bit tiring. Like, and what are you... What else are you doing? Like, and I think...
She does her own eyelashes.
She
promotes hair.
Yeah,
she promotes clothes.
She should be showing this more. I feel like all I'm hearing is drama, drama, drama. Every day you're shouting. And why am I seeing you shouting like this? And you know what it's what?
She reminds me of my younger self, I'm not gonna lie.
It?
I was just always involved in
pasta.
And it was continuous. I don't know. It's like accidentally because you know what? The thing with Renee is why I like her so much is you can tell she's got a big heart. Anytime she talks about any sort of thing with her friend, it's always I put food in the fridge and I did this and I did that.
Yeah.
I took you out. So she's got a big heart, you know what I mean? And these girls are taking advantage of her.
I feel like
unfortunately,
sit down, though.
That's what I'm saying. What she's not doing is she's not managing her circle.
Yeah.
And that's the age I was at.
Yeah.
I was just befriending anybody. Do you get? But when I got older, I was clocked. I was like, no. I have to have positive, ambitious people around me. Because 100%. You can't just be friends with somebody because you have the same bands. That's what she's doing.
Yeah,
you have the same bands. You have the same interests. Oh, let's hang out. No.
Yeah.
Are
like,
these people, you know...
Legit.
You know,
are they
gonna bring
you
better? Are they really for you? Are they just using you? That's why they found out the recent one, Natalie, that was using her because Natalie wanted to be an influencer and she just thought, let me just bread up, you know, Renee.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I don't know. The streets are saying, so don't come for me, Natalie, because I don't want to get shanked in the foot. You get me? But
the streets are
saying that how, you know, Natalie is a big friend and she was only using Renee because of her status and da da da. But what Renee needs to realize is that people are going to be there. When they see that you're doing well, they're going
to
automatically gravitate towards
you.
So you have to be able to kind of like say no. You have to be selective.
Yeah, definitely.
When you're in that position, you have to be selective. You can't. And that's what I learned from a very young age. Like, you can't just chill with anyone.
Definitely.
Especially people that you know that they've got tempers. Like, I don't chill with people that have tempers.
Yeah, it's too much.
I don't do it.
How did she get from this to this? What was she doing?
I remember she had one controversial story. I can't remember right now. I think it's to do with her boyfriend.
Is
whether
it?
She caught him cheat or something. I can't remember.
Okay.
But there was one thing that kind of like spiraled, spiraled as she went thingy. And then the massive one, the second massive thing was she had the whole beef with Gloria Dahl. Guy. Do you remember? Yeah,
Vanessa girl, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. They, and when she was like, oh, come to Sook's event. Yeah. Come to Sook's event.
Oh my God.
That kind of thing. Like, these people, they're users. They're users. Like,
this is crazy.
Like, so, but I like, it's so much entertainment for me. I feel bad for her, but it's also entertainment for me.
But then she's putting it out there. So, that's the thing.
So, is it the moral duty of an influencer to not put their private life? I mean, somebody, your brother sleeping with your girlfriend is very serious.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, when it comes to these influencers, I feel like, I honestly feel like that's their business. If they want to do that, it's on their own. That's it. If they will, they will realize that these kind of things are not longevity. It's gonna be hard to like move on from it. Sometimes it depends. It could be good. It could be not. So it's up to them. It's on their own. For me, that's not my business. I don't feel like I have any kind of like say on that. You know, I think that's their business. If they wanna put themselves out there in that way, so be it. But just know yourself as a brand. Always remember, you are a brand. It's do you get what I'm saying? Know yourself. Is this kind of like image gonna be able to make you go and advertise?
Can you do Nike?
Calvin Klein, Nike.
What's her name? Slumflower has gone quiet.
Yeah, she had.
She had Adidas. She had all these.
Seriously, she had Adidas.
She had Adidas, and then she started talking of being. I don't know what the female version of a misogynist is, but she started.
She was being is it called? She was not feminine. She was being hyper. What's the female version
of misogynist?
What do you call it? Like hyper masculinity. She was being the feminine version of that. Like it was just too.
It was much. Too much.
But again, see, this is what happens. You have to be careful. And the thing is, I feel like these influencers, they get gassed. Because of this viral Asia we're in, things can just go quick.
We have to be careful.
They get gassed. They get so gassed, and then it can backfire so quickly. Like, with her, she's an example, and I feel like she needs to be careful.
And I feel like people of colour as well don't get that same advantage. I know, I'm not going to... I'm tired of race. I'm actually tired of it. But they don't get that same advantage, because I've seen Jeffree Star and James Charles be racist, and they are still got subscribers.
They still have
not been cancelled. But the moment Renee wants to have a little fight,
she hasn't been cancelled yet, though. She's calm, bro.
I remember her mentioning that the big brands don't contact her and stuff. And she has the ability to be on that level.
She's shouting too much.
That's the problem. She needs to calm down.
The thing is, she needs to calm down. When I watched her video with her interview with ZZ Mills,
yeah.
She did say something that kind of resonated with me. She was like, listen, as black women, you need
not accepting it.
I am.
I'm going to let you finish. Okay. I'm going to talk.
As black women, I feel like we always labelled as loud, aggressive, and just too much. And sometimes it's a case of, it does get tiring. I don't always want to be labelled as that. I'm not always going to be the person that's going to come to a place and start rowdy enough. Mm-hmm. I'm not that person. Mm-hmm. But then because one person is doing it, we're all labelled like that. It's been like that for centuries. So for someone that keeps perpetuating that image online, everywhere, it gets a bit like, wow, is this what black women look like? And that's how people look at us all the time. They see one and represent the whole of us. And that's what I don't like. So when she said that, I was like, okay, that kind of, calm down.
I didn't agree with ZZ when she said that.
Why not?
Because it's basically sending out a message that black women are not allowed to be angry.
We can. Because
I've seen white women angry. Mm-hmm. I've seen Asian women angry. Yeah. And they never get chastised for it. But the moment we get angry, it's a problem. And the problem I have with that now is you're going to see a lot of repressed anger from black women. Mm. We're going to be walking around because we're not allowed to express ourselves.
Yeah.
We are allowed to be angry.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean? I think, because at first I used to do that. I used to be like, you know what? I'm not going to show, like when I first got into the industry, I'm not going to show that side because they always paint black people like this, so I'm not going to do that. And that was my demise.
Okay.
Because people feel like, oh, they can step all over you and blah, blah, blah. And sometimes, I'm sorry, in this day and age, there's sometimes where you have to raise your voice a bit.
Of course,
there are
some
atrocities that you need to raise an awareness and you need to shout.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that narrative of black women always being aggressive.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. Exactly. I thought I agree with you as well. I do agree.
I've seen ZZ Mill is constantly angry.
Yeah, I agree.
So she has no... no. I was very angry after that thing because Renee did not present herself in a way that you needed to come at her free, kept repeating the same. She kept, oh, as black women, we need to go. No, Renee was not coming at you a certain way. If Renee was coming like that, fine. But Renee was humble. She was a sweetheart.
Just
because you've seen Renee behave that way, it doesn't mean she cannot conduct herself properly.
Exactly, which was nice. You get what I'm saying?
I've been Renee in the backgrounds. It's because I don't have the platform. Do you get what I mean? I've had to cuss people out.
Of course.
And that's I get shanked in the foot and you want me to be calm?
Of course. I agree. I 100% agree.
Unfortunately, Renee needs to just control to have this beat in the background.
And I feel like it's a case of it's time and place. I'm not saying black women can't be angry, but it's time and place of where to be angry, how to be angry, and how to conduct yourself. Because there is times when black women, we have put ourselves in detrimental places whereby we can just literally be flippant. And it can be a case of
I've seen Asian women be flippant, and I've seen white people. I see white women
all the time. But we have to know our time and our place. We have to know where we are.
Why do we need to know our time and our place? Why is the condition for us?
Because you know what the condition for us? Because we're living in a place whereby it's always going to be against us. So we have to know when and where. I'm not saying we can't be angry. Of course we have to be angry sometimes. Of course we've got to raise our voice. But it's a case of knowing when.
That should be the same principle for every race.
I'm not saying we should wait. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying the case of we have to know our time and our place. I'm not saying we should be flipping every day. I'm not into aggressive
every day. Oh, no. But she's not flipping every day.
I'm not saying
she's
that.
She's flipping but when somebody's shanking her in the foot or stealing her content.
I'm not saying not all of her YouTube videos, but a lot of her content, especially on Instagram, is very shouty every day. It's pass up every day. This representation, people don't want to work with that. Why would they want to work with that? Because unfortunately, you are sitting in the stereotype of angry black woman. Unfortunately, I'm not saying that black women cannot be angry. Of course, we should be allowed to be. But there's a negative stereotype and stigma that's always comes with us because it's always seen that we're going to be the one that's going to be the aggressor. And we should be allowed to be aggressive. Yes, I'm not saying we shouldn't be allowed to be because that's wrong. Of course, we should be allowed to show any kind of emotion to be allowed to be because, like you said, white people can, Asian women can, and they don't get chastised for it. Mm-hmm. But it's a case of when you keep seeing the same thing over and over again, another angry black woman. And it becomes a bit like, rah, we don't need this again. It can be a negative and a positive, I would say. So it's a case of knowing to balance it out. Do you get what I'm saying? Because I agree, we shouldn't be allowed to be angry.
Do you remember what's her name? That girl that was in Big Brother that was just angry every single day.
Who was that again?
Is it Ashley Graham? I don't think her name was Ashley.
I can't remember.
It was the girl that was like, I need to leave now. That one. And even Gemma Collins has got a temper.
Yeah.
I
hear Pim about Gemma.
As much as us. Like, we are demonized.
Yeah, we are demonized. That's why we have to know when and where. I know it's hard. I know it's very hard. I know we just don't have to. And don't get me wrong, I agree with you. Sometimes, even with me, being suppressive on certain things hasn't always been great. Yeah. And I have to make sure that I have to learn as well myself to be like, no, I have to be more, like, forthcoming with certain things. Because if you're going to keep thinking that I'm going to be soft Siobhan, it's going to be okay for you to keep walking alone, over me, that's not great. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But at the same time, I have to know how and know when how to do it like in an articulate way. Because not every day I have to shout at you, but I can still dumb you down in the most articulate way. You're right, stupid.
I agree.
Do you get what I'm saying? I don't have to come in that way. You won't even think I'm being aggressive.
I think that's with age comes wisdom. She's young.
With age.
So she
how old
learn.
Is she now?
I think she's early 20s.
25? Or earlier than that?
I think she might
with
be 23.
Age comes wisdom, and I feel like these influencers, if you get too much too soon, because this viral age just perpetuates you so quickly, you don't even know what you're doing. Do you get what I'm saying?
I think what it is, it's not every day bring the beef to the camera.
Not every day
it's
bring
not
the
necessary.
Beef to the camera. And you know, other people have said this, or people have said that, you know, whenever there's a beef with her, she's bringing everybody's names into
media,
it. And it's like, bro, like, if I
but
was
what
your
if that's
friend,
their era? Maybe that's because we had our thing. I think maybe somebody, probably somebody will call you out on Facebook. I used to see a lot of Facebook beef on MySpace. People got shot off of MySpace. I remember somebody said something on MySpace and they went, or is it MySpace or Facebook, one of them, and they went and killed him at a party. Yeah, it was a comment. Maybe, I can't remember if it was MSN, something like that. But I just remember that being the beginning of, like, social media killings.
Yeah.
And that was when I was like, rah. Like, crazy. You can't just speak a madness
on the internet. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Be careful.
So, I think that was our thing. Mm. Now, our parents will look at us and be like, why are you even have, like, why are you even having this thing on social media? Why don't you meet up and, you know, because probably theirs was to meet up and have a little punch up. Do you know what I mean? So, I think that's their way of dealing with it, unfortunately.
Well, I hope when I have my kids, I won't.
And I've seen Asian girls fight on Insta Live, you know. I've seen them. But I don't know.
They don't do that. I feel like Asian girls do it. I think loads of people are doing it. It's just that the fact that when you have a lot of traction, people watching you, and it becomes like, whoa, what's good? I think if an Asian girl was doing it, I'll say the same thing. Like, what is this?
Fair enough.
Do you know what I mean?
But yeah.
But woo! That was an interesting one, man. Yeah, I can't lie. That was very interesting.
Very, very, very interesting.
But to conclude, what would you say?
Me personally, I feel like when you're going to purchase something from an influencer, you do your research. Do not leave the onus on the influencer to, you know, because they ain't got time.
Okay.
That's how I see it. What's your stance?
I would say, yeah, do your research. And I would say, also, just influencers know what you're promoting as well. I'll say a bit of both. Yeah, definitely do your research, but know what you're promoting. But
so what's your rant?
My rant from this week, you know what? I don't know. No, you go first. I don't know if I've got an actual rant, you know, right now. Please, go forth and do what you're doing. Because I don't know for sure.
Okay. I am getting tired of going on the train in this hot temperature, in these conditions, with no air vent and all that stuff, and seeing men, like at least 10 men sitting down and not offering me a seat.
Wow.
I did not ask. I know there are feminists. I know they exist. And they're doing a lot of shouting. I understand. But I did not ask for equality when it comes to offering a seat. I need to be offered a seat. And I feel like there's no chivalry. I feel like chivalry's dead.
It's dying.
Like, men do not, they're not as accommodating as back in the day. Because I feel like a lot of women have babied them. So they feel like, oh, I'm just going to sit down and, you know, she doesn't need to sit down. Mm. And I just think it's not fair. And I think men need to fix that up.
You know what? I agree. I don't feel like a woman has been babied them. I feel like men are now scared to do these things that they weren't once.
Do you think?
100%. I feel like with women now, we've come to an age where our feminism and femininity,
everything is offensive,
has been and it's let chivalry is now dying.
It's killed it
because of it. Because I feel like if I was a man and I'm sitting down, yes, I would love to offer this woman a seat. But number one, is she gonna be offended? Number two, is she gonna be like, okay, am I gonna be like, no, yeah, number one, first of all, am I offending her by just offering her a seat?
Yeah.
And I don't have the time for it today. So I was gonna sit here and keep myself to myself.
Right.
And so I feel like as women now, which is sad, we've done this to ourselves. And
Not me.
Not us. I'm on team. I'm on your team, babe, because I agree. I'm not into this nonsense that's happening. Because when I see a whole lot of men and I'm like, rah. Don't want to offer people a seat now, but I'm thinking, boy, these feminists are really not as bad.
Because
even opening doors,
they don't do
they
it.
They don't want to do it because they're like, some feminists were like, no, I open my own door.
Do you know what's cheeky as well? Some guys will actually say, can you come pick me up? Are you mad?
When did this?
Are you crazy?
Where was this?
Fam, like, I had, you know, a male friend was like, can you come pick me up? I said, bro, I don't know what kind of girls you've encountered, but me personally, I'm not going to come out of my house. Like, why are the roles changing? I didn't ask.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that they're feminists, but I personally did not ask to be in this movement.
To be like this.
I still want to be picked up. Yeah. I still want my door open.
I still want
to be offered a seat. I still want the roses, the chocolate.
100%.
I still want you to take out the trash. Yeah. I want women and men roles. Yeah. Do you understand?
I want that too.
So, when I heard that, I was like, and you know what's funny about these men? They will say stuff like, come pick me up and all this stuff. But at the same time, they'll be like, I want you to cook for me.
Like, what's this?
So you want me to be the mummy and the daddy?
Yeah, for real. Like, what's going on?
Like, I'm not understanding. Pick.
But then, at the same time, women are like, you know what? Yeah, I'm independent and whatsoever. But when it comes to the meal time, buy my meal for me. Man, you should be buying, you should pick up the whole bill because I'm here. So, I think we're in a confused generation, babes. Because you can't have either or. Like, I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying? I really don't understand. I feel like some of it I blame the men, but some of it I do blame us women. Because I feel like we've just... Well, the women that have
We've blurred the lines, man. And men don't actually know what to do.
Don't know what to do. Some men, I think, would love to be, like, chivalrous. And they would love to do that. But they're just a bit, like, they're on a bit of tender hooks at the moment. Because they don't know how offensive is offensive.
But I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm being devil's advocate here, but what is wrong with a man paying for a woman's meal?
I don't think it's anything wrong. However, I feel like I've seen on Twitter recently, like, women that say, oh, I want a man to pay for my meal, boom, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a case of feminists are also arguing, but hold on, if you're saying you are a woman that's got it your own, whatever, why should the man be having to pick up the bill? Me personally, if you invite me out to dinner, I would expect you to pay, especially for the first time. I will pay. Don't get me wrong, I feel like as a woman, we have to know how to compromise as well. In the sense that afterwards, after a few dates, whatever, yes, you can be able to pay for certain things.
It's mad. Because now, it's like, I'm in a really weird predicament. I'm sorry, we need to finish this. I'm very, very sorry. That's okay. But I'm in this weird predicament whereby I've clocked on that men think that we are users. So now, when I go on dates now, I will shuffle with my purse. Yeah. And it's been my demise.
So you actually had to pay
for my meal.
You shuffled too hard. You shuffled too hard. So wait, that's the thing. I know, I get what you're saying 100%. I feel like men are starting to cook that, oh, you're going to use me. Because there's girls that are going out just for the free meal and they don't want to talk to you ever again. They just want to go out for the freebies. There's plenty of girls that's doing these. Like, they're going out, they know they have no interest in the guy. The guy's been bugging them. Okay, let me just go out for this
dinner. I'm sorry, as a man, yeah, when you're talking to a girl, you need to assess her. You can usually tell. I feel like people are not liars. Like, people usually display the type of person they are. So you'll talk to the girl, is she working, is she this, is she that, talk to her about her past, how do you feel, you'll slip in these questions, be Inspector Gadget, do you understand? You can kind of tell when somebody's coming to finesse you, and
these jingles are really real.
Do you think?
Jamaican, I don't know, jingles, guys, these jingles are sharp. They will sharpen like a...
Can you give us the description of jinnals, please?
Jamaican jinnals. So, a jinnal is like a crook. So, in Jamaica, we call like... So, we say, oh, you're a jinnal. So, you're like, you're a crook, innit? Like, you're out to fast me. Like, you're trying to, like, you're rob me. You're just a jinnal. That's like a... You're like a jester, but you're trying to jinnal me. You're trying to, like, rob me a little bit. Wow. Like, you're a jinnal, yeah. Like, that's what we call jinnals in Jamaica, innit?
So, your advice is don't shuffle my purse.
Bro, you try to shuffle that hard that you have to then pay. What happened? We'll discuss.
Imagine. We'll talk.
Yeah. Okay, my quick rant. I'll do this really quickly before you guys get bored of us. But my rant is, so I went on the plane, British Airways. Their plane was bloody cramped.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Exactly. Leg room, guys. Leg room.
Oh, that is cheeky.
The leg room was, there was nothing. When I was going to Miami, fine. Coming back, we were on a newly refurbished plane. And the plane, the way it was tight, you know the overhead locker things?
Yeah.
Everyone was fighting for their space.
Oh my god.
Tight, everything. And the thing is, what I've noticed about these planes that they're doing is, which is daylight robbery now,
right,
is the fact that these overhead lockers, people couldn't fit their suitcases in. Because people are now doing those small mini suitcases that you roll in there.
Right.
Back in the day, you would have to pay for any luggage.
Right.
You get your 23 kilograms and go under the plane. Right. Now you got to pay for that. Of course, everyone's doing a little suitcase thing, like the little rolly ones, and putting it on overhead lockers. Because we don't want to pay for extra luggage, people. Right. Enough is enough. So stop with your cramped planes. Okay.
Their food is dead too.
Bruv, I fainted when I came off the plane,
legit fainted? How?
When I came off, went to the Fort Lauderdale airport, my belly was cramping. I was saying, wow, my belly's cramping. Walked a bit more, and the thing is, the queue was long.
Right.
Walked a bit more, my belly cramping. I thought, wow, belly's really cramping. I'm like, what, do I need to fart or what is going on?
Belly is cramping.
The people are talking to me, the queue is packed. People are talking to me.
I know what you're talking about. Walking,
The pain. No, you got that pain. I said, God, am I going to pass out?
Yeah.
Passed out. I was on in the queue over
you
there.
You had what I had.
I remember you told me you had it before.
I had that and I crashed my car.
I remember you said. Yeah. It was painful.
You black out. Yeah.
Yeah. I was
and
like,
I didn't know what it was. It was in my stomach.
What does this mean?
I have no idea. But it's probably
let's come off air and
it was actually amazing talking to you guys.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for listening and hope you tune in again next time.
Yeah, for real. Let us know. What's your Twitter handle, Siobhan?
It's Siobhan, Siobhan_Watson. That's on my Twitter and also on my Instagram.
Okay, mine is Gia Tabasco, all one word. And just to let you know, guys, we are due to be on Urban FM very soon. They're just in refurbishment right now.
Yes.
But as soon as we get on there, we will let you know. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.